2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 14. Day 5. Outline. Roman number 2. We can experience, enjoy, and express Christ as the one who makes us more than conquerors. Capital A. We can love God and be constrained, restricted, motivated, compelled, impelled, and propelled by the love of Christ to more than conquer in all things. Number 1. By loving God, we participate in all the riches contained in God. Number 2. We need to be constrained by the love of Christ to love God and the saints with Christ as our love. Capital B. If God is for us, who can be against us? Number 1. I will make an eternal covenant with them that I will not turn away from them, to do them good, and I will put my fear into their hearts, so that they will not turn away from me. And I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land in faithfulness with all my heart and with all my soul. Number 2. This eternal covenant is the new covenant. It is by this covenant that God will not turn away from us and will plant us in Christ, our good land, and Christ in all his aspects will be bought by us, that is, gained by us through our paying the price to forget the things that are behind and pursue Christ. Capital C. God freely gives us all things with Christ. Everything, every person, and every situation are ours, the ones who love him, for our perfecting. Capital D. Christ, having died for us and having been raised, is interceding for us at the right hand of God. Number 1. In verse 34 Christ is at the right hand of God, yet in verse 10 Christ is now in us, in our spirit. Number 2. In Romans 8:34 it is Christ who intercedes for us, yet in verse 26 it is the Spirit who intercedes for us. Small a. These are not two intercessors but one, the Lord's Spirit. Small b. He is interceding for us at two ends. At one end it is the Spirit in us, probably initiating the intercession for us. At the other end it is the Lord Christ at the right hand of God, probably completing the intercession for us, which must be mainly that we will be conformed to his image and brought into his glory. This is the end of today's outline.